Thank you so much for coming back to segment 5 of program 2 of the 5 that we're going to have in September. I appreciate your willingness to sit through my screaming and it's not histrionics, really. I believe what you hear is what I feel. And I feel free enough with Wes and Dee as the owners of this station just to be able to let my frustration come out because, you know, you don't know me from Adam, but I've lived with me for 75 years now. And I know what I know. I trust the Bible implicitly, and I know it pretty well, not nearly as well as everyone should know it, and past believers have, but probably a good bit better than the average person. I've got a great library of books by really smart people, wise people, venerated souls. And I've also had some very wonderful experiences, often possibility of death involved in them several times, but enabled me to be a fly on the wall and see how the world works. But our nation is in trouble. And when I told you, yelling possibly as I was, that America is at war, I meant exactly what I said. America is at war. We don't have any great leaders anymore. One of them is under threat of being put in jail because he is good. And another, like Rudolph Giuliani, the best mayor New York ever had and a great crime fighter, is about to be put in jail by a black radical DA with ties to the historical ties to the Black Panthers, who have no love for America or for the white race. We're at war. That's all I'm going to say. I want to read a quote from Alexander the Great, and I believe it's an important thing that we start with. Alexander said, "I don't fear an army of lions that is led by sheep. I fear an army of sheep that's led by a lion." And you know what? I believe that speaks of what Donald Trump and a few others have been. Patton was in history. Washington was in history. Martin Luther King was that. You can take a group of fairly quiet people who at least will follow and put them behind a great leader, and they accomplish much. One great leader can make a difference. And this is another quote from Alexander the Great. "There's nothing impossible to him who will try. Remember, upon the conduct of each depends the fate of all. You can choose to lead, or you can be a naysaying corrupter in the crowd that takes things off course. But we are at war, and I believe that should be patently obvious to all of us. Let's look briefly at what I was talking about before when I was being hard on the black culture, saying that they are the ones that the evildoers in our culture have declared will destroy us. Well, before we go there, let me ask this question. What have the Democrats given us? They've given us the Clintons, Obama, and Biden. They've given us cultural dissolution, paganism, lying as a tool of political action, and other things. Betrayal of our allies. Destruction of the family. And those people who are empowering those are that 90% of African Americans who, though formerly Republican, and some of the most moral people in our country, supporting conservative family values, became, through the seduction of Lyndon Baines Johnson's Great Society, the face of change in America. And now we are seeing a polarized society that is just about to come apart. And black Americans are going to get credit for that when America dissolves. That's by intention of the globalist. All the Democrats see them as breaking down America to the point where things change and the power structure is broken like the cultural Marxists want, and That will leave them, whatever defines the Democrat Party at that time, but it will be white elitist in there. They believe they'll control, but then that's not going to happen. The DNC and the foolish Democrats, as foolish as black leadership has been, are under the direct control of the globalists who want to destroy America because America was founded by God for his purposes. Ladies and gentlemen, grab onto that because it's the truth. We're at war because most of humanity now hates Father God, and those of us who represent him are the targets. And Donald Trump is the tip of the spear. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you will join me in prayer as we close out segment 5. And I'm going to do as I did last week. I'm going to pray against these forces of evil. And there will be people out there, pseudo-believers, I call them, who will be opposed to what I say. But that's too bad. Hear me as I speak to my Father. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I ask you again, Father, as in the imprecatory Psalms where Jesus spoke, deliver our enemies into our hands and let us see your vindication upon them in this life and soon. Remove Joe Biden and Kamala Harris mercifully, but remove them. Dissolve the Democrat Party, if you will, and make it in its place a righteous organization. Father, I pray that you restrain Fannie Willis and Stacey Abrams and Senator Warlock. Remove them. But especially deal emphatically with those in our military who are taking away the spiritual rights that I enjoyed when I was there. Father, remove the Michael Weinsteins and corrupt military leadership from our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope to see you on program number 3. God bless you.